God bless you on today for joining me for a power up and a moment of prayer. However, I don't just want you to listen to me pray. I want you to engage your faith. Open up your spirit so that we can see the hand of God move upon the circumstances and the situations in which we are bringing before the throne of grace on today. With the knowledge that there is no problem, no situation, no sickness or disease that stands higher than the power of God, we pray with great expectations, knowing that God can and will move on our behalf. The power for today will come from the book of Philippians. We're going to the third chapter, down to the 13th verse. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to things which are before. 14 verses, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. 15 verses, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise, other minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. 16 verse says, nevertheless, whereto we have already obtained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. 18 verse says, for many walk in whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. 19 verses, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Okay. A bit of encouragement here. I know it may not sound like encouragement as I read it, but walk with me for a moment. Because really this is, he wants you to know that in this, we have to understand that we don't have it yet. What is it? Heaven. We don't have it yet. Okay? We have not made it. None of us. The author at the time he wrote this, you and me, as I read it, and as I record this, you as you listen to it, we have not made it yet, okay? But one thing we have to understand is we have to forget what we left behind. We have to forget the good times that we used to have. We have to forget the boyfriends, the girlfriends, the parties, the smoking, the drinking, the lying, the cheating, the stealing, whatever it was that you left behind when you gave it up and said that you were going to walk with Christ. We cannot dwell on those things because those things have the power in themselves to pull us backwards. So what we have to do now is reach forward, okay? Reach forward in God to what lies ahead. Reach forward in God to what he wants us to have. The peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. The blessing of the Lord that make us rich and add no sorrow. The joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Reach ahead, okay? So that we don't have to fall victim to this world. We have to continue the press of the Most High God so that we can get to the heavenly prize. Because we ain't there yet. We're still breathing. We got an opportunity to get there, but we also have an opportunity to mess it up, okay? So we have to continue to go upward in God. We have to continue to grow in God. We have to continue to seek after God. We have to continue to hunger and thirst after his presence so that we don't fall victim of the things of this world, okay? We have to continue to mature in God, okay? We have to continue to perfect this walk in God because we have to go on in Jesus, okay? We have to continue to walk in the way that God would desire us to walk so that he can continue to inhabit this vessel that we call our body, this place where we're dwelling at this permanent present time, so that when we leave out of this body, we can be accepted into his kingdom, okay? We cannot, we got to stay true to what we know. What we know is God. What we know is the kingdom. What we know is righteous. What we know is holy. We have to stay true to these things, okay? So that we do not be like the people that he speak of in the 18th verse, okay? These people did fallen victim to another type of God. They've fallen victim to the things of this world. They've fallen victim to a faux God. They have fallen victim to the thing that is going to take them down. These things, we don't want to be considered, as they he speak of in the 18th verse, enemies of the cross. Okay? Because some people are enemies to the cross of Christ. They have rejected everything about God. They are opposing everything concerning God. They don't want to do what he has desired us to do. They have rejected salvation. They have rejected holiness. They have rejected peace. They have rejected everything about God. We don't want to fall victim. It's real easy to do. Real easy to do. Fall into the hands of a faux God. It's real easy to do. There's only one God. There's only one God that gives peace. Only one that gives joy. There's only one God. And we got to make sure that we don't fall into the hands of this faux God, because his ways are destruction. So says the 19th verse. Okay? Their God is their belly. Their worldly appetite, their sensuality, their vanity, and whose glory is in their shame. They do not understand that the things that they're doing is not right, is not pleasing, is not edifying. They don't understand any of that because they have fallen victim to the things of this world. We don't want to be that one. We want to keep our mind on heavenly things. We don't want to fall victim by keeping our mind on earthly gain and temporal things and the things of this world, the things that cannot do us any good, but most certainly can do us harm. So we have to continue to press toward the prize of the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Okay? There is no other way. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. There is no other way. You got to press toward the prize of the mark of the high calling, which is Christ Jesus. Don't fall victim. Don't fall prey. Don't fall to any other circumstance or situation. Press toward the price of the mark of the high calling, which is Christ Jesus.
Allow that word to take root in your spirit as we enter into the place of prayer.
Power in the anointing of the blood of Jesus, we are washed and we are sanctified, that you get the glory, that you get the honor, and you get the praise out of our lives. That on this morning, Father, we lift up our hands and we say thank you, for this is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Understanding on today that you are God, understanding that it's because of your divine say so that we were able to rise out of the bed on this morning. Yesterday could have been in our last day, but God, you gave us this day, and on this day we want to open up our mouths and say thank you. On this day we want to open up our mouths and give you glory. On this day we want to open up our mouths and give you praise, understanding that you didn't have to do it, but you did. You didn't have to make it possible, but you did. You did not have to see about us, but you did. You are God. You are God alone, and we magnify your most holy name. Understanding on today that you are the King of Glory. Understanding on today that you are God Almighty. Understanding on today that you rule and you reign and you do what need to be done on behalf of us. And we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise. Understanding that you are God, you are King, and you are mighty in battle. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus for exactly what you are doing all around us, in our homes,
on our jobs. Even when we don't see you moving, you are working. Even when we can't understand what you're doing, you are working. Even when we can't see anything changing, you are working. And mighty God, we say thank you for your movement. We say thank you for your authority. We say thank you for you are King. You are God. You are righteous. You are holy. And we give you honor. And we give you glory. And we give you praise. There is nobody like you, God. And we bless your most holy name. There is nobody like you, God. And we magnify your name. You are God, the King of glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty. You reign and you rule. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that you are the King of glory. Understanding on today that you are God Almighty. Understanding on today that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, you're doing what needs to be done. You are mighty God. You are righteous God. You are holy God. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, and worthy of the praise. And we bless you on this morning in the name of Jesus. We're saying thank you that you are yet still allowing provisions to come into our homes. We say thank you that you're sending down the things that we stand in need of. We say thank you for you moving by your authority and by your power and by your spirit, that no matter what come and no matter what goes, that you are doing what need to be done, for you are God, and you are God alone. And we bless your most holy name right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what you're gonna see about us, and we glorify your most holy name on this morning. We say thank you that we yet still got food in the cupboards. We say thank you that clean water is coming into our homes. We say thank you that you're getting into our air supply and you're purifying the air that we breathe and make it good for the bodies on today in the name of Jesus. We say thank you that you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. You are God and you are God alone, and you're moving and you're working and you're doing what only you can do, and we bless your name right now in the name of Jesus. We magnify your name right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, the King of glory, and we give you praise. You are God, the King of glory, and we give you honor. You are God, the King of glory, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy, and we say thank you for what you're doing. We give you honor on this morning for how you're keeping us, how you're providing for us, how you're supplying for us. We say thank you on this morning in the name of Jesus, that you're looking down upon this presidential election, and mighty God, we don't see what you're doing. Mighty God, we can't even begin to understand how you're going to work this out. But Lord, we're leaning and depending on you, and knowing that if we trust you, all things are going to work together for the good. In the name of Jesus, we stand upon this morning and oppose every evil imagination, and oppose every wicked entity, and oppose every foul injection that the enemy will try to put in the midst of this presidential election, that by the authority and the power of the blood, you are God, and you're moving, you are God, and you're working, you are God, and you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. No matter what the devil's saying, no matter what he's trying, you are the King of glory. You are my God Almighty, and you're working it out, and you're turning around, and you're going to do what need to be done for your children. You're going to move how only you can move on behalf of your children. You're going to work it out. You're going to turn it around. You're going to do what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. Mighty God, righteous one, holy God, you are King. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you're taking up residence in the Electoral College, that you're taking up residence in the Capitol building. Mighty God, you're taking up residence in the Pentagon. You're taking up residence in the Oval Office. Mighty God, you're taking up residence in the White House. Mighty God, you're walking the ranks of the military forces. You are King. You are mighty. There ain't no commander higher than you. You are the ultimate of the ultimate. And everything is gonna come subject unto your notice. And on this morning, we submit to the authority of the power of the kingdom of the Most High God. And we say, have your way on today. Do what need to be done. Have your way on today. Move like only you can move. Have your way on today. Work like only you can. You are God, the King of Glory. You are God, Lord Almighty. You are God, and you're moving by your power, and you're moving by your authority, and you're moving by your anointing. You are King. You are mighty in battle, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Understanding on today that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, that you are God, you reign and you rule, and you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. You are righteous God, you are holy God, you're moving by your anointing, you're moving by your power, you're moving by your spirit, that no weapon that try to form against us is going to be able to prosper. And every time that rises up against us, it is going to be condemned. That by the authority and the power of the blood, you are getting the glory, you are getting the honor, you are getting the praise. You are righteous, you are an awesome ruler, you are righteous, you are King of Kings, you are righteous, you are Lord of Lords, and we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we give you praise. Understanding on today that there is nobody like you. Understanding on today that we can search high and low, but we can't find nothing that compared to you. You are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule, and we glorify your name. You reign and you rule, and we magnify your name. You reign and you rule, and we give you all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. You reign and you rule, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. You are God, and you are God alone. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, you are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty. You're moving by your power. You're moving by your anointing. You're moving by your spirit. You are God, and we give you honor. You are God, and we give you glory. You are God, and we give you praise in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is mighty. Your name alone is righteous. Your name alone is holy. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. On this morning, Spirit of the Living God, have your most holy way. Take care of our military forces that are near and far. See about them, God, that the enemy don't put them in any unnecessary unnecessary danger. See about them, God. Mighty God, the ones that are here and the ones that are abroad in representation of this nation. Mighty God, you show up and you abide with them no matter where they might be. You speak for them no matter where they might be. You move for them no matter where they might be. You are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty, and you're moving by your power and by your authority and by your spirit. You are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you are God and you're seeing about us in every situation, in every circumstance. You are covering us no matter what, and we glorify your most holy name on this morning. Mighty God, continue to look down upon Sarah, my mother. Cover her, God, from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet, that no weapon that try to form against her is going to be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises up against her, it is going to be condemned, that by the power and the anointing of the blood, you are God, and you are God alone, and you are doing what only you can do. You are working like only you can work. You are moving like only you can move. Mighty God, you're taking care of her. Mighty God, you're seeing about her. Mighty God, you're making a way out of no way concerning her. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Even on this morning, God, remember Audrey's children on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Tiffany and Demetrius and Octavia on today. Remember them, Father, that no matter what the enemy might bring to them, that you are God and you're bigger than it. You are God and you're more righteous than it. You are God and you're working it out concerning them, that no matter what come and no matter what goes, you are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty, and you reign, and you're ruling, and you're doing what need to be done concerning these three young people in the name of Jesus, that Tiffany and Demetrius and Octavia will know that you are God. You are the King of Glory. You are God. You are Lord Almighty. You are God, and you're moving by your authority and by your power and by your spirit. You are God, and you're doing what only you can do. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. You're moving like only you can move. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. You're working like only you can work. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. You are the King of Glory. You are your God Almighty. You are. You reign and you rule. And we give you praise. And we give you glory. And we give you honor. You are God. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what come and no matter what goes, you are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And you're doing what only you can do. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We glorify by your most holy name right now. In the name of Jesus, understanding that you are mighty in battle, understanding that you are righteous, understanding that you are holy, understanding that you are magnificent. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. On this morning, we honor you and we magnify your name right now in the righteous name of Jesus. That you're looking down even upon Calvin on today, that no weapon that tried to form against him is going to be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises up against him, it is being condemned. That by the power and the anointing of the blood, you are moving by your authority, and you're moving by your power, and you're moving by your anointing. You are God, and you are God alone. And we bless your most holy name right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you're going to do what need to be done. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you're looking down even upon Sheila on today in the mighty name of Jesus. And you're going before Sheila on today, and you're entering in into the operating room suite, and you're sanitizing every instrument, every surface, in the mighty name of Jesus. The hands that will touch this woman on today, they will be holy and pre-authorized to put their hands upon her, and they're gonna do what only you say need to be done. There'll be no issues, there'll be no circumstance, nor no situation that will cause them to make a mistake. That by the authority and the power of the blood, we are speaking into their hearts, into their minds, and we say, hear the name that is above all names, and that is the name of Jesus. Handle her with care, handle her with precaution, handle her with the utmost respect, that no matter what, everything will be well according to the will of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus. That when Sheila get on the other side of this, there will be nothing waiting but good news. When Sheila get on the other side of this, there will be a testimony of victory. When Sheila get on the other side of this, mighty God, she will know that the great I Am showed up and did what only you could do. You are King, you are mighty, you are righteous, and you are moving, and you are working according to your most holy will. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. You are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that no matter what, you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And you're doing what only you can do. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy, and we magnify you. Your name alone is worthy, and we glorify you. Your name alone is worthy, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, look down upon the Spriggs household on today. Michael and Nicole on this morning, God. Mighty God, you are gonna do what only the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus can do concerning this man and concerning this woman. That no matter what the enemy is trying to take from them, no matter what opportunity the enemy is trying to sift from them, you are God, the King of glory, and you're moving by your anointing, by your power, and by your spirit. That no matter what, you're gonna do what need to be done. You're gonna work like you gotta work, and you're gonna move like only you can move, and opportunities that have been locked away, you are gonna release them. You're gonna let them manifest. Mighty God, we're calling for the favor that belong to the kingdom's children. We're calling for the favor that belong to the ones that call you Father. We're calling for the favor of the Most High God. Let it be present in every situation. Let it be present in every circumstance. Let it be present wherever their names are written, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the authority and the power of the blood. Do what need to be done. You are God. Do what need to be done. You are King. Do what need to be done. You're mighty in battle. And you are God. And you are God alone. And we bless your name right now in the name of Jesus, that you're working it out and you're turning it around and you're getting in the midst of every single thing, and you're gonna do what only the power and the authority of the blood can do in the mighty name of Jesus. That not one of the opportunities that's supposed to be theirs will be lost. That not one of the circumstances that's supposed to be theirs will be lost. That by the power and the anointing of the blood, you're gonna bridge every gap. You're gonna meet every need. You're gonna work it out. You're gonna turn it around. And you're gonna do what need to be done on behalf of them. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Spirit of the living God, continue to do what need to be done. Even in the bar house, you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. And you're moving and you're working and you're doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. No matter what come and no matter what goes, you are mighty righteous. You are holy God. And you're working and you're moving and you're doing what only you can. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy of the praise, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what come and no matter what goes, you are God and you are God alone. Mighty God, righteous one, holy God, that is who you are. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that you reign and you rule and you are doing what only you can do. And we give you glory. Glory and honor and praise on today that you're moving inside of the bar house, that you're rearranging inside of the bar house, that you're edifying inside of the bar house. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, continue to look down upon Tashima on today. Continue to build her up where she might be weak. Continue to strengthen her where she might be down. Continue to fortify her where the enemy don't want her to have no peace. Mighty God, blanket her in the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Blanket her in the joy of the Lord that is her strength. Blanket her in the anointing of the Lord that destroys every yoke. You are God, the King of glory, and you are moving and you are working and you are doing what only you can. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the King of glory. You are mighty God. And you're going to take care of Tashima. And you're going to see about her. You're going to make a way where it don't seem to be no way. And we bless your name right now in the name of Jesus, God. For your name alone is worthy. For your name alone is awesome. For your name alone is excellent. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God and you are God alone. For your name alone is great and greatly to be praised. We magnify your name right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, You reign and you rule. And you do what only you can do. For you are the King of glory. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, mighty God, righteous one, continue to look down upon Apostle Mark Badger and First Lady Georgiana Badger, that no matter what the enemy is saying, that no matter what the enemy is trying, that you are going to give them the way that you need them to go, that you're going to move by your power, by your anointing, and by your spirit, that no matter what the devil try, no matter what the devil sin, he ain't bigger than you, and he ain't going to be able to tear down what you are building up. That by the anointing and the power of the blood, you are moving and you are doing what need to be done. That no matter what, that the work that you have ignited inside of this man of God, it will not fall to the ground. That no matter what, the work that you have ignited, it will manifest. It will flourish. It will come to pass. That by the authority and the power of the blood, you are doing that which need to be done. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, righteous God, holy God, we say thank you right now, for you are the King of glory. And we say thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, understanding that you reign and you rule, and you're going to do what needs to be done concerning them in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, on this morning, continue to look down upon Shamar on today, that no matter what the devil trying and no matter what he's saying, that you got the answer and you're going to navigate him. You got the answer and you're going to release it unto him. You got the answer and you're gonna do what need to be done concerning him, that the enemy ain't gonna get no glory, that the enemy ain't gonna get no honor, that the enemy ain't gonna get no praise, that by the authority and the power of the blood, every wicked thing, every foul thing is gotta come subject under the anointing and the power of the blood, that you are God, the King of glory, and you're doing what only you can do. And we magnify you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're giving him the insight and the foresight and the power of navigation to know what to do and when to do it, what to release and when to release it. You are doing it because you are King. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we magnify your name on today. How you looking down upon Miss Paula? You are restoring her and you're building her up. And mighty God, you are causing the enemy to have to give up back what he stole. You are God and you're standing up on her behalf. Man, you're interceding in her situation and you're working things out where she is concerned. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty and you're working it out and you're moving by your anointing, you're working it out, and you're moving by your authority, you're working it out, and you're moving by your spirit. You are God, you are God alone, and we bless you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory. You are God and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Holy God, mighty God, righteous God, that is who you are. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God and you are God alone. And we give you honor. We give you glory. And we give you praise. There is none like you, God. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, look down upon the ones that are still yet standing in need of a blessing, yet standing in need of a breakthrough, Father, that you are going to do what need to be done in their bodies, in their circumstance, in their situation. You're going to show up and you're going to move. You're going to show up and you're going to work. That by the anointing and the power of the blood, you are doing that which need to be done all around in the mighty name of Jesus. You are God and you're moving on Mother Beebe's behalf. You are God and you're working on Queenie Mae's behalf. You are God, and you're doing what Auntie Dockey need done. You are God, and you're working it out on Patricia's behalf. You are mighty God, and you're doing what Caroline need done. That by the anointing and the power of the blood, you're seeing about Deacon and Deaconess Boykin on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are God. You are God alone. And you got Violet in the palm of your hand, and you're healing them one by one. You are moving by your anointing. You are moving by your authority. And the weapon that want to form against them, it will not prosper. That weapon that want to form against them, it will not be unto death. You are God, the King of Glory, and you are going to move, and you're going to take care of them. You're going to move, and you're going to work it out concerning them. You're going to move, and you're going to do what need to be done on behalf of them. And we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we give you praise. You are God, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the praise, worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we need you to look down upon Raymond, my father. Continue to touch him in his physical body. That no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what he's sending, you are God, the King of Glory. And you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond what we could ask or even think. You are God, the King of Glory. And you're moving by your anointing, by your power, and by your spirit. That no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what the devil trying, you are the King of Glory, and you're working, and you're moving, and you're doing what need to be done inside of him, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. You are doing it, for you are God, the King of Glory. You are God, Lord Almighty. You're reigning, and you're ruling, and you're doing what only you can do. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus, God, knowing that you alone are worthy, knowing that you alone are magnificent, knowing that you alone are awesome. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are King, understanding that you are God, understanding that you are holy, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, righteous God, holy God, we bless you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding that you are King of Kings, that you are Lord of Lords, that you are the great I Am. And we say thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy, worthy of the praise, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, look down upon our children, one by one and name by name, that no matter where they might be, no matter what they might do, be doing, near and far, God, touch our children, keep our children, protect our children, that no weapon that form against them is able to prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them, it is to be condemned, that by the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost, you are God, you are God alone, and you're moving, and you're working, and you're doing what need to be done, for your name alone, it is righteous God, and you're doing what need to be done. Your name alone is magnificent God, and you're doing what need to be done. that influenza and pneumonia and COVID and RSV cannot come near our children, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, that they'll never be sick another day in their lives, that there'll be no pediatric sicknesses and no generational diseases that arise up among our children and alter the direction of their lives, that by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, we call every generational sickness and every manner of disease under subjection by the authority and the power of the blood of Jesus, that on this morning our children will know that the great I Am came to see about them. Our children will know that the King of Kings came to see about them, that on this morning in the name of Jesus, that you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do for Harmony and Anona and Victor and Jayla, Jocelyn and Joy and Carter, Nehemiah, Eliza, Marlon and Genesis, Karina and Josiah and Narayon this morning, by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, you're looking down upon Sarah and David Ray and Trevin and Jason and Jaquan and Deontay and Keyshawn and Michaela, Nakaya and Bella and Clay and Sarah and Jackson and Joshua, because the enemy think that he is going to get to sift our children like wheat. But on this morning, we serve the enemy. Notice that they belong to the King of Kings. They belong to the Lord of Lords. And ain't no bullet going to enter into their bodies. That Marlon and Desiree, they are covered by the authority and the power of the blood. That no matter what the enemy is saying against our children, that no matter what the enemy has spoken against our children, every wicked word is going to be torn down. Every evil word is going to be destroyed. Every foul word is going to be uprooted by the anointing and the power of the blood. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're moving by your anointing. You're moving by your authority. You're moving by your spirit. You are God, and you're working. You are God, and you're moving. You are God, and you're doing what only you can. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. For your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor. Worthy of the glory. Worthy of the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. That our children, they'll never lay in an early grave. That our children, they will never know what is without. What it feels like to be without food. Or a place that they can call home. That our children, that they'll never be locked up behind the prison bars. That our children, they are blessed and highly favored by the authority and the power of the blood, that our children, they are the head and not the tail. Our children, they are above and not beneath. Our children, they're going to walk into the places where you say they can walk, and they're going to possess the things that you say that they could possess, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, they are doing that which only you can. And we glorify your most holy name. You are God, the King of Glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty. You are God, and you're moving by your anointing and by your power and by your spirit. You are God, and you're doing what only you can do. And we say thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. That is who you are. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is great, God. You are greatly to be praised, God. You are mighty and righteous and holy, God. And we bless you right now. In the name of Jesus, you are God. and we say thank you. You are God and we give you glory. You are God and we give you honor. You are God and we give you praise. Right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is King of Kings. Your name alone is Lord of Lords. You are mighty in battle. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you are going to do what needs to be done in our lives, in our homes, on our jobs, that we are trusting you and we're depending on you to show up and be the God that we know that you are. And we're saying thank you in advance for the things that you're working on, the release that we don't see. Thank you in advance for the things that you're fixing where we don't see a way it can be fixed. We say thank you in advance for turning around every wicked thing that was sent in our direction that you blocked and you stopped. We say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are God, knowing that you are King, knowing that you are mighty and you are doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. We say thank you, God, right now in the name of Jesus. That even on today, God, as we ride, as we drive, as we move from place to place, we are trusting you to keep us safe. We are trusting you to keep us covered. We are trusting you to keep us protected. That no weapon that tried to form against us is going to be able to prosper. That by the authority and the power of the blood, you are moving, you are working, and you are doing what only you can do. And for this mighty God, we say thank you. We give you honor. We give you glory. And we give you praise. For you are King of Kings. And you are Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Holy God, mighty God, righteous God, that is who you are. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. For you are King. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. Guide us, keep us, shield us, and protect us that we might be able to meet you again at a further time in the future in a place in which we call prayer. And we say thank you for it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
As we leave prayer today, but never the presence of the Most High God, we want to take with us the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, that he may walk with us throughout this day and keep us encouraged, knowing that the blood of Jesus is covering us, shielding us, and protecting us from all harm and danger. If you would like to submit a prayer request or praise report by text message, please do so at 843-790-4229. If you prefer to email, you can do that as well at the email address seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you would like to sow a seed into this prayer movement, please feel free by Zelle or PayPal at seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you prefer to use Cash App, that tag would be $seeingwithoutseeing. Understand on today that you must have faith and no room for doubt. And the Lord God Almighty, he will bring you out.